This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
The home of the binary trigger system, Providence, and the Reformation line. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, it's always a treat for me whenever, you know, this is AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, and when I get one of the people from AR-500 Armor, that's always A+. So joining us tonight from AR-500 Armor is Jeffrey Schultz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Good to be with you.
Likewise, good to have you with me. This is one of the these good days for me.
Oh yeah, why is that?
Birthday.
Oh well, happy birthday.
Yep, I'm only 27. I know you've seen me. You believe that, right?
You look great, man.
Now I got a question for you, and this is purely a question because you guys are stationed in Arizona, yeah.
Correct. We're out here in Phoenix, Arizona.
How is it that, I mean, I look at Arizona, and if there was a state that I was going to move west for, it would be Arizona.
Well, I can't blame you there. We're pretty much the best state in the union.
I agree with that, except it seems like it's, are they trying to turn it purple?
Well, there are some people that are trying to turn it purple. You know, we've got Sinema as our senator now, and that didn't make everybody happy.
Right.
But there is still a very strong liberty-loving contingent here in the Grand Canyon state.
I'm curious about this because my senior senator is Lindsey Graham. And you guys, for a moment there, for quite a while, you had Jeff Flake and John McCain as your senators.
Sure, sure.
And When you guys were dealing with those people, did people call their offices and say, "Hey, we're your constituents. Do you even acknowledge we exist?"
Certainly, a lot of us did. That's for sure. But given their track record, I can't say that. I don't know how effective it was. So I like to think, though, that they at least gave lip service to some of the concerns of people in our community, though. And I doubt we'll be getting much of that from Sinema.
Well, Sinema and who else you guys got? Meg McSally?
Yeah, Martha McSally.
Martha McSally, not Meg Sally. Well, who's Meg Sally? I don't even know who that is. Anyway, now she is a provisional, but you got Sinema, which I was surprised that McSally didn't beat her, but what does everybody think of the job that Sinema is doing? I don't hear her doing anything.
I can't say I've heard much of her doing anything either, which honestly is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. I don't want her to do a whole lot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, like with in the House. Most of the members of the House, nobody knows who most of the members of the House are. The most people only know who their member of the House is and who, you know, a few of the marquee players might be, the ones that are always on TV or whatever. But in the Senate, it's a little easier to get some recognition, and not getting recognition in the Senate is sort of like a head scratcher.
Yeah. I mean, she's a bit of an anomaly. I mean, it was a razor thin race out here. And I suspect that she, well, if she's got a fence, I would imagine that she's trying to not rock the boat too much because,
right.
It wasn't like she came in a landslide. To the extent that Arizona is purple, it's just a shade purple. And, I don't know that, she's going in there guns blazing like she's got some sort of mandate to, transform the reputation of our great state.
That, you know, and that's a pretty good point because I wonder about that. Those that get elected in a state like that, I guess they need to mind their P's and Q's if they really like being in the Senate. I guess that gets sort of interesting. But I just find it interesting some of these states, especially out west, because you got everybody on the coast seems like they're losing their mind, and everybody just to their right. I would live in any of those states in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah, well, see, part of the problem, as far as I'm concerned, though, is that a lot of the people on the coast are feeling the effects of the political situation where they live. So, I mean, taxes are going up, cost of living is going up, regulations are going up. You've got all kinds of issues like the homeless situation out in San Francisco.
Right.
And that's not places where people want to live. So what do they end up doing is they pack up and they move to places where more conservative policies have allowed for a different lifestyle. So they head to places like Arizona or Idaho or Utah or Colorado or Nevada. But the problem is they don't recognize the policies that made those other states great as a desirable alternative to where they were from. And so they end up bringing their policies with them. And that's, I think, why you're seeing some of the transformation in states like Arizona, where you're getting a little bit of a political sea change of sorts, is that I suspect it's largely an influx of domestic immigration.
It seems like they would just leave that behind, though, doesn't it? They leave those tendencies and the way they think behind because they're running away from it.
Well, that would make sense, but people are not always rational creatures. I think oftentimes, I mean, listen to what you're hearing on the campaign trail from people. I mean, all of the Democrats are saying they're pushing these socialist policies. And as soon as you mention, well, what about Venezuela? They're like, well, that's not really socialism, or it wasn't really tried here, or there's some excuse for it. So, you know, I think what happens is there's this idea that, well, it wasn't really the way that it wasn't implemented the way that it should be. So we're going to move to a different place and then we're going to give it another shot there. Well, and once it fails there, we'll move to another shot because we didn't really get it implemented there. There were too many people that were obstructing, or there was still, you know, some elements that forced us to compromise on what the ideal was. And so there's this refusal to acknowledge that the policies that are really themselves to blame, and they just blame the opposition.
Are you sure you don't write for some of these publications that I read on a daily basis? Venezuela is a very good example, simply because it was a big booming economy. It was a natural gas, oil-based economy. They were, you know, huge, and then they started nationalizing things. And I remember when Chavez nationalized all the oil companies, and then it went from there to where they were chasing the zebras down the street to have something to eat that night. And, that's socialism. Not to mention the single-payer health care that also blew up in their face. But that's a discussion for another time. We're headed [S2] Sure. [S1] headed to the first break. Now, Jeffrey works at AR 500 Armor. And what they specialize in is making a kit that you can get once that will serve you. It's not going to come apart. The plate carrier is very adequate. It is good to go. They're on the cutting edge of technology with all that stuff, the latest materials and everything else. Most cases, they're talking steel plates, so you don't have to worry about losing it if you drop it on one corner when you throw it in your car when you go and train with it. This is an equalizing thing for freedom. That's why they put it out there. AR500Armor.com. We'll be right back. My guest is Jeffrey Schultz. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Jeffrey Schultz. He is with AR500 Armor of the AR500 Armor Radio Studio. And I think they also make armor, too.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Bill.
In terms of what you guys build, which are not guns, you know.
Correct.
You don't sell guns. As a matter of fact, do you guys run into any states where you can't sell your stuff?
No. I mean, that's a common question that we get a lot. There are a lot of misconceptions out there. As far as we are concerned, there are some limitations as far as our ability to ship armor directly to residents in some states that just happen to be in the northeast part of the country, which of course is more blue than red. And the only thing that we have to deal with to get around that is make sure that we are shipping to a shop or like a gun store or a dealer or a partner of ours so that somebody can go to a physical location and pick it up. We can't ship online to a couple of those states, but there's no restrictions as far as American citizens that are able to buy and own body armor.
So what is the most, like, I know there's quite a few stores around here, for example, that sell your stuff. And how many, like, sporting goods stores, do sporting goods, or are they all gun stores? Or are they all FFLs?
Yeah, for the most part, they're FFLs. We're working on expanding our reach. We believe that this is a product that every American citizen should have just to be prepared, just like, and we think it would be good for every American to exercise their Second Amendment right. And from our perspective, body armor is a part of the Second Amendment because back when it was written, the right to bear arms included both sides of the coin. It was weapons for offense and armor for defense. So the right to bear arms includes both. And if you're in a situation where you're going to have to pull out a gun, you're probably going to want some armor to go with it. And
right.
So, but we think the two are very closely linked, and for that reason, we want to do whatever we can to equip every American citizen with, quality body armor that will protect their person and their property.
That is not subject to having a supply chain. That's the thing that, you know, some of these people, they're like, well, you know, that's just so heavy, and, you know, these ceramics, they only weigh a whisper until you drop them.
Yeah,
until you throw them in your vehicle in a corner and it lands on a corner or something. I never understood that part of it because, I've got some of the level 3 plus lightweight ones that are like 6 pounds each.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly workable.
Yeah, I mean, they're not comfort gear, right? So it's not like you're going to put on a pair of sweatpants or something. It's a product for a specific purpose. And it's one thing if you're, one of our servicemen and women that is going to be wearing a rig all day long on a patrol. You know, that's where, I can understand the desire to go as light as absolutely possible. But, I mean, when the DOD is putting the bill, they can afford to get you that sort of stuff. But when we're talking about citizens, it's how often are you really going to be or how long are you going to be wearing this stuff? And, 6 pounds per plate, if you add that up, I mean, 12 pounds is not all that bad for a rig to protect something that is of utmost importance, that being your life.
Right. Yeah, I would imagine that in the event of a real combat sort of situation, that that kind of thing doesn't come into play nearly as much. I'd be more concerned with Well, I hope this stuff keeps me alive when the bullets start hitting me. You know, that would be nice.
Exactly. Well, and you know, the other thing to keep in mind is when it comes to body armor, it's you got to consider what your specific situation is. Just like you wouldn't necessarily, you want the right tool for the job. So,
right.
We've got a whole bunch of range of products from, you know, steel body armor to ultra high molecular weight polyethylene, which is a mouthful, or, you know, just a PE plate that's super light. But it's going to be a little bit more expensive. So, anything, including ceramic and Kevlar, we cover all of the bases. And so, it's really a matter of, all right, what are the things that are important to you? Is it weight? Is it cost? Is it, threat mitigation, protection, that sort of thing? You factor all those in, and then we can help you find the right solution given your unique consideration.
Right.
But, talking here, dropping that ceramic plate, that you make me, think about, a project that we've kind of got cooking over here. We're working on, building some body armor out of all kinds of different materials that, we get a lot of questions about. Now, could you make body armor out of graphene or carbon nanotubes or titanium or, you know, all kinds of different materials? And we're working on figuring out how to make some prototypes of that so that we can show, all right, yeah, we could do it, but here's how much it would cost. And a lot of them are just, it's cost prohibitive for anybody, civilians or the DOD, to make armor out of those materials. But as you're talking about dropping a ceramic plate, I think of the pain that we've all probably experienced at some point, where you drop a phone and just see the screen crack. And it's a lot more important when it's a ceramic plate that's designed to stop the bullet from penetrating your abdomen. But that makes me think, maybe we could try building a piece of body armor out of Gorilla Glass, or, you know, whatever the shatterproof glass is that's covering all of our iPhones these days. I'd be curious to see how...
I wonder how many layers that would take.
Right. That's kind of why we're taking on this initiative, is mainly just to scratch the curiosity itch that I think a lot of us around here have. Well, what would happen if we built body armor out of that? And we're going to see how much it would take of these different materials to really offer you the threat protection that a quality piece of steel can give you.
That would be interesting to watch. Well, you know what? We're coming up on the next break. I'm getting lost in the conversation. Jeffrey is with AR500 Armor. They own the studio and they make armor. I can't think of any better combination they could possibly be. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, was speaking during the Time 100 summit in New York on Tuesday. He was asked about the Mueller report and investigations over whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
Quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. If you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days, and they're using private agencies to track you down? Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Call the MC Preferred Tax Services helpline now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you within 24 hours. Get the break you deserve and call about the Fresh Start Initiative now. Call the tax hotline now at 800-699-6999. 90-1430. Hurry, or it'll just get worse. Let MC Preferred Tax Services stop the IRS from targeting you within 24 hours. Call the hotline now at 800-690-1430. That's 800-690-1430. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the special tax hotline now at 800-690-1430. That's 800-690-1430. 800-690-1430.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Jeffrey Schultz from AR500 Armor. In the gun manufacturing community and the gun industry out there, how many people do you guys see who actually take the same sort of tack that you do, where a lot of the motivation behind the company is to ensure that the civilians of the country, the citizens of the country, have something they need in the event of, you know, that kind of mindset, where it's not just about, you know, well, because if it was just about the money, there's all kinds of ways you guys can make money. But making armor is sort of a niche business, and yet you guys have gotten into it and excel at it. How many other people in the industry play by that set of rules?
Well, that's a challenging question, Bill. I'm not exactly sure how many other companies. I would venture a guess that there aren't too many in the tactical community that have a similar approach. I don't want to say that and besmirch any other company's good name or character or their motivations or anything like that. I suspect, though, that when it comes to firearms, that's much more of a mature market, you might say. So people are a lot more familiar with firearms. I mean, it's some sort of gunpowder weapon has been in existence for a long, long time. And, of course, armor has been around for a long time as well, but it's just not been a piece of equipment that has gained nearly as much traction in the civilian market. And so I think our market is a lot younger. And so I suspect that that explains some of the difference, because when you have a much more mature market where products have been around for a long time, you over time are less solving the basic needs, and you're more iterating and improving and adding extra features and bells and whistles and going after different segments of the market, higher end sort of things that people may not necessarily need, but it's good to have. I don't know of too many companies that are specifically targeting gun owners or prospective gun owners for their first gun, whereas our market, because it's a lot younger, a lot of our customers are first-time body armor owners, and that's really, a part of the history and the goal of the company. When we started back in 2012, it was with a passion and desire to equip respectable men to be able to protect liberty, to protect their property, their person, their family, and that's a big reason why we strive to supply our products at an affordable price. Our signature product is a steel plate that costs $65. So could we be selling some ultra awesome high tech, space age material that we charge $700 for? Yeah. And we have a couple of really awesome plates if people want to go for those, types of, armor plates. But, our passion is really on equipping the common person, the everyday citizen with the tools that they need to defend liberty.
The interesting thing about the armor market that I find is, like, with weapons, you're better off getting into the boutique style weapon, I think, in a lot of cases, because most people don't have an armorer waiting for them if something goes wrong with their weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with armor, what you guys have done, although you do have, like you said, like the PE plates. Now, what do they weigh? 3 pounds each, 2 pounds each?
3.3 pounds.
3.3 pounds. They float, and they'll stop how many rifle rounds?
It always depends on the situation, but they're multi-hit. So
multi-hit.
It's several rounds.
So a 3 pound plate, which is, I defy anybody to find any plate that weighs, are there any that weigh any less than that? That would be interesting to see.
Well, not that are as effective, and certainly not at the price point that we have. Like I said, it's always a trade-off of threat protection, cost, and weight. So if we could develop that holy trinity of nailing all three of those, man, we'd be doing awesome. And I think that's the goal of everybody in this business.
But even in the high end, even on the high end with the PE plate, for example, your price,
sure,
for both plates is cheaper than most single ceramic plates.
Well, the PE plates, because of the weight savings, they tend to be a little bit more expensive. So, like our standard PE plate is about $320. Whereas our standard ceramic plate is about $200. So the difference, though, is weight. The PE plate is quite a bit lighter. It's also a bit thicker, so there is a bit of a trade-off. All of our carriers can fit all of our plates, no problem.
Right.
But with the ceramic plate, the thing that you often get is a little bit higher threat protection. So if you're talking about being able to stop a 30-06 with a level 4 ceramic plate. Now, the thing to keep in mind about ceramic plates is that oftentimes they're not multi-hit, whereas, like I said a moment ago, that PE plate can take multiple rounds and keep on trucking for the threat level that it's rated for. But that ceramic plate, it works You know, maybe the best way to think about it is if people are often familiar with like the crumple zone on a car. Is the way that it keeps you safe is by completely crumpling and destroying the front end of your car if you're in an accident. So a ceramic plate works in a similar way in that when a round hits it, it protects you by dispersing that energy over the face of that plate and sort of shattering that ceramic plate. So as a general rule of thumb, you're not going to want to send multiple rounds or take multiple rounds with a ceramic plate unless it's specifically designed for that.
Yeah, well, but like I was saying, though, even at your most technologically advanced piece of kit is still cheaper than other people's technically advanced pieces of kit.
Sure. We are not at the high end of the market.
No.
So, and that's philosophy of wanting to create an affordable product that can actually stand a reasonable chance of getting in the hands of everyday civilians who have bills to pay, who pay taxes. You know, we're not primarily selling to the government and people with unlimited budgets or things like that. We're wanting to equip everyday liberty lovers.
Well, but that's the thing. The combination of the motivation is, and that's actually grammatically correct, I think. The combination of the motivation is very intriguing simply because you guys are in it for the cause, and at the same time, you're not killing it on the price. You're actually, you know, for lack of a better word, sort of like Crazy Larry, these prices are insane. That's the commercial we should be making for you guys. But I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. We'll talk some more. It does. Radio is a great thing, man. I'm telling you, you got to be here more often, Jeffrey. We need to have a world according to AR500.
Well, I'd love to make that a thing. I'm having fun.
Outstanding. AR500armor.com. This is where you can find some of the craziest combinations, the craziest prices. Get your kit all together in one shot, and then you're set. And there's really no excuse to not have that kit because you're really going to want it. If you need it and you don't have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking with Jeffrey Schultz from AR500Armor.com. For those of you who haven't listened to certain parts of this show is presented by AR500Armor.com. And in addition to presenting this show, they make... And I would imagine they've cornered the market in the body armor offerings. But I'm curious, have you heard about, and we're going to go down a different path now, just simply because I know that you guys are in, some of these things do pop up and you do get, have you seen what's happening with the NRA?
Like in the last couple of days or something?
Yes, sir.
Negative. Fill me in, Bill.
Okay. Now, you know that the NRA TV and all of the NRA PR and all that other stuff, that's coming from a company named Ackerman McQueen.
Okay.
Well, NRA has sued Ackerman McQueen.
What's the story?
Well, NRA TV, which I've actually had a couple of discussions with this, and I don't want to beat up on them or anything, but... NRA TV is a web-based setup that you have to pay to watch. None of these offerings or anything out there are for free. You can't just go to a website. You can watch some parts of it, but the video parts of it and the radio parts of it. Cam and Company. That's only web-based. Cam and Company used to be on Sirius XM. But like most radio shows that are on SiriusXM, SiriusXM, you can only exist on SiriusXM if you exist the way I exist, which is on terrestrial radio, because there is no data that you can gather from SiriusXM to tell somebody, well, I'm listened to by this many people. So, you know, if you hear somebody and they're only on SiriusXM, you can just go, well, not for long. But
sure.
That's beside the point. So they started NRA TV in 2016, and NRA, you know, they've been having a few issues here and there regarding lawsuits and everything else. So now they're having to look at the money they're spending. And they spent $42 million with Ackerman McQueen in 2017. They said, we'd like to see who's actually looking at you, you know, checking the website, traffic and everything else, which is readily available to any of these people. They, you know, Google, you probably have them. You probably know your Google Analytics.
Indeed we do.
AR-500 Armor, for those that don't know, they are very savvy when it comes to social media and web presence and all this other stuff. They have a very good website that's very intuitive and easy to navigate. They've done their homework. So it's easy to get that stuff, and they failed to do it, and now there's a lawsuit from the NRA against Ackerman McQueen.
Huh. Yeah, looking at that as we speak, that's news to me. It looks like just in the last 48 hours or so, it's kind of hitting the headlines.
Well, apparently they started the lawsuit on Friday, but I didn't know about it. Somebody came on my show last night, Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns.
Yeah, yeah.
He came on the show and said, Bill, have you heard that they've been sued? And I was like, no. Johnny on the spot, that is me. But at the same time, I've been wondering when this was going to happen, to be quite honest with you.
Simply have you heard rumblings of it for a while? Or
well, I mean, for example, right? And Jeffrey and I are going to talk a little shop right now, and you guys can listen in. Now, you know what you pay me. That would be a drop in a bucket for what it
sure.
costs to have one of their people on NRA TV. That wouldn't cover them for half a year, which pay me. But at the same time, you know, I don't know how prolific these shows are on NRA TV or any of this other stuff. And if you're making that kind of money and everything, I mean, I pester you all the time. Send me something I can review or something, simply because I'm constantly trying to put more and more media out. The more media I get to put out, the happier I am. And I don't know how prolific they are. So I saw this happening, and I was like, I wonder what this is going to mean in the industry and in the advocacy, because this is not – well, did you, when you were you went to SHOT Show, didn't you?
Yeah, I was there back in January.
So did you go out and look at Radio Row?
I think so. I don't know if it was specifically called Radio Row, but I remember seeing a setup where there were several people talking into microphones all next to each other.
Right. See, when you're doing radio on a remote, it like right now I've got a board op nestled in Minnesota that connected you to me, and I just have to be able to connect to him, and he's going to execute all the magic. And he's going to make me sound brilliant, much better. I mean, what you're hearing right now, when it comes out the other side, it sounds like James Earl Jones.
that's impressive.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't need a whole bunch of stuff. As a matter of fact, the more stuff you carry and travel with, the more stuff you're prone to break. So,
sure.
If I was on Radio Row, I would have about four pieces of equipment, two of them being chairs. So you don't need a whole lot. Well, when Cam and company would go, they would have four 60-inch television monitors, one where we could see Cam talking on the radio, where Cam could see Cam talking on the radio, and where his control people could see Cam talking on the radio.
Gotcha.
And his audience was not as big as the audience that listened to me for the first 5 minutes in Oklahoma City tonight. So, with you. So, that's where I think their problem popped in, because their business model, or the model of their distribution, was flawed, because media is nothing without distribution.
Sure.
You know that. I mean, you guys are the social media Mac daddies. You guys got that stuff going on. I've been meaning to call you to ask you a favor on some stuff, so I'm glad I just brought that up, because now I got to, okay, I need to call him and talk to him about this on the down low. But I just wonder what this is going to mean as far as the advocacy, because I'm in it for the cause to the degree, you know, that of what the show content is and who my sponsors are. I have no sponsors.
Sure.
They're not in the gun industry, so well, I'm a little concerned about it.
I wonder if we'll hear anything about it at the NRA show coming up here.
One of the things that I heard was that Ackerman McQueen was talking about that this was a bad lawsuit, and they looked forward to trying to serve the membership of the NRA more going forward, except that's what I would expect to hear the NRA say.
Mm.
Not sure. The ad agency.
It's
not
clever political, it's clever marketing.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, that would be the same thing as, you know, all of a sudden I've got my marketing guy that you know, and he's coming on this show and he's out there talking about, well, coming up next. Yeah, I know this is not what I do for a living, but here I am right now. So I just I'm going to go there, and I'm going to see what I see and find out what I find out. But
you're going to be out there in May?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I'm going to be out there later on this month. It's last weekend in April.
Okay.
So, I mean, you guys should come out there. We hang out. You know, me and Edward, we'd probably get in a lot of trouble. Bring Benny? Gosh, I don't know what happens then. We need bail money.
Yeah. Well, I'm setting aside budget for that, so don't worry.
I got you. AR-500 armor, we're about to run out of time here. Jeffrey, you need to sit down with the powers that be. I need an AR-500, the world according to AR-500 armor. I need that weekly. I need that. And those of you...
Make it happen.
Make that happen. Let's do that. And for those of you out there that haven't bought body armor yet, there's no reason not to, because they've made the price right, they've got the packages correct, and this is something that is a no-brainer, simply because of what it is and what it affords you if you need it in that desperate moment. Thank you. Give my regards to Alexander and to Edward and Benny and everybody, and I'll talk to you soon, sir.
Will do. It was a pleasure talking to you, Bill. Thanks for having
me. Likewise. Coming up next, we're going to talk emergency protection orders with Sheriff Richard Mack of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.